Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the ministry of encouragement. Early in my ministry, as I pastored a small church in West Texas, my wife and I met an elderly woman named Thelma. She was now late in life, but had served God since she was a child. While she did not attend our church, she felt called by God to be a blessing to my wife and I. We were in our 20s, pastoring our first church, and by divine appointment, God connected us to this precious woman. Throughout our years at the church, she fulfilled her calling by being an encourager to my wife and I. She would often invite us over for dinner, pray for us, and share words of encouragement the Lord had given her. I cannot tell you what a blessing this woman of God was to my family. I can't remember a time being in her presence that I was not encouraged. Have you ever had an encourager in your life? Someone that whenever you were around them, you found your spirit lifted? This is the kind of person I want to be. I want to be an encourager. You know, in the New Testament, there is a man named Barnabas. He was a leader in the early church and a partner with the Apostle Paul on some of his missionary journeys. But we learn something important about him in Acts chapter 4, verse 36, which says, "Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas," which means son of encouragement. His real name was Joseph, but he was given a nickname by the apostles. They called him Barnabas, which meant son of encouragement. He was affectionately given this nickname because he had the ministry of encouragement. As we read the book of Acts, we see that Barnabas was an early disciple in the New Testament church. He was a Levite from Cyprus, an island in the Mediterranean Sea, about 60 miles off the coast of Israel. Barnabas later visited the island of Cyprus on the first missionary journey with the Apostle Paul, and again on a second journey with Mark. When Barnabas became a Christian, he sold his land and gave the money to the Jerusalem apostles. Early in the history of the church, he went to Antioch to check on the growth of the Christians there, and then on to Tarsus. From there, he brought Saul, later named Paul, back to Antioch to help with the church in that city, which was the third largest in the Mediterranean world. Think about the influence and impact of this one man. With a huge heart for God and people, Barnabas finds Saul, believing that God has a plan for his life. He brings him to Antioch and includes him in the ministry of the local church. Saul later becomes the Apostle Paul, who would plant churches all across Asia Minor and would write 2/3 of the New Testament. So let's think about this. What if Barnabas had not been an encourager? What if he had not obeyed God to reach out to Saul? You never know the impact of your kindness, your love, and your words of encouragement. I believe people around you today are desperate for encouragement. Everyone around you is fighting a battle you know nothing about. What a difference you could make in someone's life by encouraging them to trust the Lord, to keep believing, and to not give up. What a difference you could make by encouraging someone to obey God, to step out in faith, and to let God use their lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, "Encourage one another and build each other up." Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 say, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." And here's today's challenge. I believe every believer has a ministry. Don't overlook the importance of being an encourager. It costs you nothing but your love, your kindness, and your time. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.